This week's dry bean scene is made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, FMC, and Johnstown Bean Company. Frost and cooler temperatures are firming up the ground this past week, making it easier for combines and other harvest equipment to travel across fields. For Brockett, North Dakota farmer Austin Sundin, pinnel bean harvest was a priority this week.
Fields are traveling really well over the frost. They seem to be carrying, and we're actually kind of sliding headers over some of the ice, some of the standing water. So it's going really good out here. Pinnel beans have lost a lot of quality. They're laying down pretty flat, and I would imagine that I probably lost maybe a little less than half my yield, but I think we still got to get what we can get.
Located at East Grand Forks, Minnesota, sugar beet harvest is taking priority for farmer Chris Adams. He, however, does have some dry beans left to harvest.
A lot of our specialty varieties that usually need to get knifed and picketed and then picket combine, that's probably not an option this year. We will end up using our conventional combines on beans that don't like conventional combines, so we're definitely going to have some battles ahead of us. We have about 2,500 or even better of edibles still standing in the field.
Crystal, North Dakota farmer Brian O'Toole was able to get back in the fields and harvest navy and pinnel beans this week.
The quality, you know, the quality seems to be good, the ones that you can get in the tank. The snow had pressed those plants so tightly against the ground that there's a tremendous amount of header loss. We're not even getting 50% of the crop. Within that 5 inches of rain that we got, we also, Mother Nature snuck in some hail, so some of those beans were knocked out of the pods.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Dry Bean Scene, made possible in part by SRS Commodities, UPL, and Central Valley Bean Cooperative.